Greetings and welcome to Fountain of Life's Daily Inspirations. This is Philip Hodson, and today we will be closing our study of the first and greatest commandment, the Shema, as called by the Jewish people. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and you shall love the Lord your God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command you this day shall be in your heart. And you shall teach them diligently unto your children, and you shall talk of them when you sit down in your house, when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. And you shall bind them for a sign upon your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes, and you shall write them upon the posts of your house and on your gates. You know, we mentioned as we open up with Deuteronomy 6:3, hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with you, and that you may increase mightily as the Lord God of your fathers promised you in the land that flows with milk and honey. You know, we have these words, and we see these words repeated in the New Testament. You know, we see it repeated there by the Lord Jesus. Jesus answered him, Mark 12:29. The first of all commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And we see Jesus mentioning that more than once in the New Covenant. We saw yesterday, we spoke of that these words shall be in your heart, and how that is the very heart of the New Covenant. Is that those words that used to be outward words on stony tablets, you know, that here's what the Word of God says, and this is where my heart is, that we did the best to try to get our heart in line with those words, but we had a problem. And the problem was deep within. It said that he found fault with them, and for that reason he made a new covenant. And the fault is in your heart and in my heart. That the old covenant didn't work. It tells you what's right, but the problem is we have something drastically wrong in our own hearts. The old covenant was full of offerings and sacrifices to cover the sins of the people, but only God can cleanse the heart and the conscience and give a new heart. And the heart of the new covenant is, the heart of the new covenant is, as it's spoken in Jeremiah chapter 31, it says, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant which they broke, though I was a husband to them, says the Lord. And you see, here they had the old covenant on the stony tablets, and in that covenant they broke. And he says he's going to make a new covenant with them. But this is the covenant, verse 33, that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. In chapter 32 of Jeremiah, 39 and 40, then I will give them one heart and one way that they may fear me forever for the good of them and their children after them, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them, and I will not turn away from doing them good, but I will put my fear in their hearts so they will not depart from me. This is the new covenant that God says that he's going to make with his people. And he said in Ezekiel 36, 25 to 27, then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all the filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also I will give you, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. This is the new covenant. We hear these words. Love the Lord with all that's in you, with all that you have, with all that you are. And these words pierce our souls. We say, God, this is what I want. And God has opened up a way through the blood of his dear son, Jesus, that this can be the very testimony and reality of our lives. See, the fault in the old covenant was not the covenant. The fault was us. But God has made a way through the blood of his son that we who realize our faultiness, our weakness, can be changed by the power of God. These words that we read can be inscribed deeply upon our hearts. Our hearts can be purged of the old iniquities, the old sins, and we can be made new creatures in Jesus Christ with his word governing our lives, that when we're squeezed and shaken, what comes out of our lives is the character and nature of God, that we can be filled, as the book of Ephesians says, with all the fullness of God. Oh, what a wonderful covenant. And I want to tell you, when this covenant is a reality in your life, verse 7 says, you shall teach them diligently to your children. What else do you have to teach? And you shall talk of them when you sit down in your house. What else is there to talk about? When you love the Lord with all your heart, oh, the overflow is when we sit down, we talk about him. When we rise up, we talk about him. When we're speaking to our children, we teach about him. We walk by the way. When we lie down, whatever we do for the glory of God with all of our hearts. And verse 8 and 9 saying, you shall bind them for a sign upon your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. And you know, the Jewish people, even in Jesus' day, they wore the things upon their hands and the frontal upon their foreheads there. And as they prayed, they would wrap these things rightly around their arms, and that they had them bound upon their hand and upon their forehead. And there upon the doorpost, they put the mezuzah. And I'm not shaming or speaking low of any of these things, but the word of God is calling us to something much deeper than just some outward thing that we put upon ourselves. He wants his word to be in our minds, governing our minds more than just a little box on our forehead. He wants it to guide our every action with our hands more than to just pound something upon our hand. And he wants it to govern every activity that goes on within our homes. And for that reason, it's to be there as a sign upon your doorposts. Oh, if you put the sign on there, outward sign, great. Praise God. God bless you. But God is looking for the deep inner realities of our lives being governed by him and by his word and by his spirit. And all of this has been opened up to us in the new covenant in the blood of Jesus. And this is indeed why. This is the first and greatest commandment. Oh, may God bless you, and may you love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength, for he alone is worthy. God bless you.